T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Woo-hoo! Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is finally Friday, June 17th. Thank you guys for joining us. Get some check-ins here this morning. If you ever want to check in with the show, whether it's right now or any other point, you want to comment on something, you want to send us a message, you can do that a couple of ways. You can tweet us at Mercedes in the AM, and you can also text us at 702-364-9400. Coming in on Twitter this morning, we have Mike checking in. We have, where did it go? Martin is checking in. Looks like Tidal is listening this morning. Also, Michelle, Josie, all listening. Checking in on our text line this morning, you've got Eric checking in, listening this morning from North Las Vegas. Lance, Raul, Rudy, Zach, Cujo, Jan, Aubrey, Carl, Melissa, Francis, Buckeye, Bob, Sandy listening. Alexa is listening. Thank you for that. Sorry, I didn't mean to set off your home devices if I just said that person's name.
Oh, they're spinning right now.
Hello. How you doing this morning?
Good. I was thinking about you first thing this morning, driving into the radio station. We talked about it on Thursday's show. That person you just kind of, you always run into, you kind of have similar paths. You were talking about bumping into that new neighbor every single night. Did you run into that neighbor last night?
We did. Fourth time in four nights in a row. We walked by. We actually went a little later on our walk last night, and I was like, I wonder if we'll bump into them. And I don't mind it. I like them. They're super nice. I just, like I said before, I forget their names, so I'm really embarrassed about that. So we walk by, not a person inside. I'm like, huh, okay, I guess we're on different schedules. And then as we're approaching their house, I hear the garage door. I was like...
And walk, I turned faster, and I'm like, walk faster.
No, they're so nice. And they're like, hello. I'm like, hey, guys, how are you? And they're like, good. How are you? I'm like, good. So I was like, I think they're going on their walk now, and they're going to be right behind us the whole way. But
oh, they go the same path as you?
Well, I think they do. I didn't look back. I was afraid to. So we just kept walking. So I'm not sure if they did or not. But yeah, I did. We did see them for four nights in a row. At this point, it's kind of a contest. I want to see how long we can have, you know, keep this going. I actually kind of enjoy the guessing game that I play. Like, will we see them or will we not? So,
well, on my end, I mentioned the neighbor up the street that for the longest time we were leaving at the same time, and he drives a little bit slower than I do, and it was this awkward thing where I have to follow him through the neighborhood, and then once we get out on the two-lane highway, then I can pass him. It was just a weird exchange, and I went about a month without seeing him. Sure enough, this morning, I see him.
Of course.
And it was a weird thing because I was coming around the corner and he's backing out of his drive and I had to slow down. We'd like a little wave. Like, Kenny, I go, you go. I'll go.
Oh my gosh.
He let me go in front of him, so I don't have to worry about that awkward pass. But I thought it was funny. I mentioned it yesterday that I had this. It's not an issue, but that was the person I would run to every single morning. Go a month without seeing him, bring it up on the radio show. Sure enough, this morning, there he is.
Yeah, it never fails. And plus, you put it out in the universe,
yeah,
too. So that of course, that's what happens. That's really funny. Yeah, it's driving in this morning. I don't know if I drove by you. I think it was you. But I couldn't tell because you like pulled away too fast coming off of an exit after mine. And I was like, is that JC? And then you were like, vroom. But there, like I said, there is a car that I drive around the same time every morning that looks like yours, but a different license plate. But I couldn't see the license plate this morning.
Was that car coming in hot on the 215?
Yeah.
Yeah, I came in a little bit hot on the 215.
Okay,
probably
yeah.
Was me.
That's all right.
Off to the races.
I was just not sure if that was you or not. I'm like, because I'm driving a different car right now since my car's in the shop waiting for a new tire since I had a nail in mind. So I'm like, you might not recognize me anyway because I'm driving a different car than I normally drive.
Oh yeah, I'm usually pretty good. Same thing with spotting your car, your taillights, and recognizing your vehicle. But yeah, my mindset is not thinking of the car you're driving now, I'm thinking of your car. And if, yeah, I came in hot on the 250.
Yeah, you did. You did. But I mean, hey, I was like, maybe he's in a rush. Maybe he wants to get there quickly.
You know, life is good. You know, we got a fast car, good music. There was no traffic in front of me. You might as well have a little fun driving into work.
Well, yeah, just be careful. Be that yes. NHP, they're sneaky like that.
When I was driving back from Laughlin, going through Searchlight on the way back, so the speed limit is like 75, and then it drops down to 60. And then as you go through Searchlight, it drops down to 25 going through Searchlight. And I had to stop there anyway to get gas, and then I wanted to try to get that beef jerky place. So I knew it was 25, so I slowed down. And when I pulled in the gas station, there's a police car that had pulled over a tractor trailer. And I finished getting my gas and everything, and I see the police car pulls out, and he turns right. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to be stuck behind Highway Patrol for the rest of the ride home and have to go, you know, the speed limit. And he pulls over to the side of the road, and that's when I decided to try the beef jerky place. Not even 5 minutes after that, I see there's one of those Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans comes hauling through town, probably doing 50 or 60, and the cops were right there. Lights go off, pulls him over, so he was pulling people over.
Oh.
It's tricky. When you're used to doing 75, 80, and all of a sudden you hit a town, you got to go 25. I bet you they pull a lot of people over in Searchlight.
Well, yeah, and rightfully so. You know, you shouldn't be going 75 in a 25 mile
No,
per
you
got
to you gotta pay the speed limit. Something like that, they're going to get you when you drop down that
absolutely.
Slow.
Absolutely. Well, we are happy to have you guys here. Just wanted to mention this late check-in that just came in. Oh, two of them. Jessica from Texas and Jesse from South Dakota. You guys listening on the app. Oh, that is so cool. Thank you guys so much for that. I just sometimes I forget. There are people all over the country, all over the world listening this morning. So that's really cool.
That is huge. And let us know where you're listening right now. If you're listening out of state, just drop it in there so we can see it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, we're coast to coast right now. It's pretty cool.
Love that. So let's start the show right now. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear? Whoop, there it is by Tag Team.
Upside down and inside out. I'm about to show all you folks what it's all about. Now it's time for them to get on the mic and make this mother party hot.
Do you want to hear Champagne Supernova by Oasis?
Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova in the sky.
Or do you want to hear Back Someday Here by BB Mac?
Until you're back here, baby.
Those are your choices. Tweet us your vote right now at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page or just text or call us 702-364-9400. We are going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Everyone has a breaking point, even the nicest man in the world. We hit this in the Late Dirt on Thursday, but if you missed it, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, they were walking to their car in New York City Wednesday night, and fans were crowding around them trying to get autographs and selfies. One guy got too close and actually tripped Rita. She didn't fall down, but that was the last straw for Tom Hanks. He stopped, turned back to the crowd, and he had this to say to everyone that was there.
How you doing?
It's been a long time.
Be careful, Tom.
Watch out. Move. Amen.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Stop it.
Whoa.
What are you doing?
Back the off.
What are y'all doing?
Knock it over my wife.
Yeah, they're bugging.
Sorry, Tom, about that.
Sorry about that, Tom.
Everyone's so apologetic afterwards,
man.
Too.
Well, I mean, he's right. Get your picture and don't get in the way.
Yeah, they were all over it, too.
It's awful.
Yeah, it's bad. It's like, whoa, Tom Hanks yells at you. You know you did something wrong.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, Charlie Puth just surprised his fans by announcing a collaboration with BTS's Jungkook on the new single Left and Right from his upcoming album, Charlie. Now, in this clip, it's really cute. Charlie pretends to call Jungkook on the phone and gives him directions on what he wants for the song. Here's how that clip plays out.
Hello?
Hey, man, what does it sound like when you sing,
memories follow me left and right? Sure, that's easy. Do you mean like this? Memories follow me left and right.
Yes, that's perfect. Now, can you sing,
I can feel you over here,
but on the left side of the microphone?
I can feel you over here.
And now the same thing on the right side of the microphone.
I can feel you over here.
Put it all together.
And it sounds like this.
Memories follow.
I can feel over here.
You take up every corner.
be crazy.
What'd you think of this whole thing?
Oh, it was so cute. JK is so cute in that video. If you see it, when he says over here, and he does his little cute little bunny hop over to the other side, and it's just adorable. Yeah, I mean, Charlie's been teasing this. He kind of spilled the beans on accident before, so we knew it was coming. It was just a matter of when, but I think it sounds fantastic. I can't wait. He posted a video the other day. He's like, here's a hint who's going to be singing with me. And you know the song September by Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Yeah.
He's like, do you remember... on the first, and then Charlie comes on and goes, the first day, and then of September, and September 1st is JK's birthday. So then everyone knew exactly who it was at that point.
Yeah, the song doesn't great. It sounds
it
great.
It sounds really good. I'm excited for it. I already, like, it's so catchy. I'm already singing along just to that little clip.
Just
it sounds
snippet.
Really good.
Yeah, and so that'll be the Left and Right is the third song to be released from Charlie. The album is due out later this year. A release date has not yet been set, but yeah, it's so cool.
And they're besties, too. Well, not besties, but, like, they've sung together before, and every time you ask him, Jungkook, who he wants to collaborate with, he says Charlie Puth every
time.
He loves Charlie Puth.
Let's talk basketball here. The Golden State Warriors won their fourth championship in 8 years last night, beating the Boston Celtics. Final score was 103-90, game 6 of the NBA Finals. The Warriors became the first team to win 4 titles in 8 seasons since the Chicago Bulls did it back in between 1991 and 1998. Now, speaking of basketball, something for Father's Day. The Aces, they're home on Sunday, and the ladies, I mean, they're still on fire, 12-2 right now. That's an afternoon game, 3 o'clock against Minnesota. And then hockey, tomorrow night is game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals, Colorado and Tampa Bay. Colorado leads that series 1-0, and we have some big hockey action happening on the show this morning at 8:40.
We can't wait to welcome the brand new head coach for the Vegas Golden Knights, Bruce Cassidy, to the show. He's going to be calling in at 8:40, like you said. And yeah, first time talking to him. Welcome him to the city. So if you guys have any questions for him, I mean, I'm sure we all have a lot of questions for him. But it'll be cool to welcome him to the city and get his thoughts on things.
Yeah, it'll be really cool. 8:40, the brand new coach will join us. It is Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the Morning.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1647.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning, and welcome to the show. It is Friday, June 17th. Thank you guys for joining us as we get ready to kick off the weekend. You ready for the weekend?
I am.
Big plans?
And just relax and get in. A bunch of little projects I want to do around the house, some things I've been putting off on getting taken care of. Laura goes to France tomorrow morning. She's out of here first thing in the morning, like 5:30. She gets at the airport tomorrow morning. So hope the weekend just kind of relax and chill. And I want to finish that movie, Hustle. She finished it last night. She wanted to watch it. And I was just doing some work. I'm like, yeah, go ahead and finish it. And so I was kind of in and out of the second half of it. I'm like, I'm so excited about finishing this movie. Because when it was over, she was watching the credits, like you said, stay through the credits. And she turned to me and she goes, I'm now a basketball fan.
It's such a great movie. You know what? I may even watch it again this weekend. I'm already 3 times in it, and I just absolutely loved it. And I don't want to oversell it because I hate when people do that and you're like, what the heck? But I don't know. I just was really entertained by it. I liked it a lot.
Motivational too.
Yeah.
Very motivational.
It was just really, really good. So yeah, if you're hanging out this weekend and looking for something to watch, highly recommend Hustle. That's Adam Sandler. And I love the guy that plays opposite Adam Sandler. His name in the movie is Bo Cruz. And so now I keep saying Bo Cruz to everything. I just love that name. If I had a little boy, I would want to name him Bo Cruz.
Is he still in the NBA? Is he still playing, currently playing, that guy?
He played for his name is Juancho Hernan Gomez. Does he still play? I think he plays for the Spain men's national team right now. I'm not 100% sure. Oh, no, Utah Jazz. He plays for the Utah Jazz right now and the Spain national team. But he did play for the Nuggets at one point, and that's where I recognized him. I'm like, is that the guy from the Nuggets? And I didn't realize he didn't play for them anymore. I found out he's on a different team now, but that's super cool.
Yeah, it's real cool. I'm sure his stock, just as far as fan base, is going to go up after this movie. People seeing the guy and becoming fans of the guy. So, yeah, the movie's called Hustle. It's worth the watch. And what do you guys have going on this weekend?
Well, Well, it's Father's Day weekend, so the idea is to spoil my husband, who is just an amazing father. We didn't have anything planned tonight, but I was talking to him last night. I'm like, hey, since we, you know, he doesn't want to go out to dinner on Father's Day. He doesn't want to get up for brunch. I think I mentioned this before. The only thing he asks for on Father's Day is round table pizza. He's so low maintenance. He's just like, I just want to get round table pizza. So that's what we're doing for dinner on Sunday. But I said, how about we do an early Father's Day dinner on Friday? And he's like, well, because we kind of have our routine on Fridays, what we always do. And he's like, well, that's not part of our routine. I'm like, well, let's just switch it up. Let's take you out. So we may take him out for dinner tonight. Tomorrow, we're going over to a friend's house. They're having a little backyard kind of barbecue thing. And so we're going to go over there and hang out for a little bit. And other than that, not much, just kind of relax. And we got some gifts for him that we'll open on Sunday. And that's about it for us.
I love that his meal for Father's Day is a round table pizza. That sounds like the perfect dinner.
It's just really cute. Perfect. It's just, he looks so forward to that because we just don't really get round table pizza. There's not one close to our house. We just normally don't go, but that's his favorite pizza. And so, you know, we drive up to the closest one to us. We get it for Father's Day. So
you guys go, you go pick it up?
Yeah. Although last Father's Day, there was a huge screw up with it and I felt so bad. I was like, oh my gosh, they didn't have it ready when we went to get it. And they're like, it's going to take an hour. I'm like, are you kidding? We called an hour ago. Like, it was a mess. So I'm hoping better things to come for this time.
Oh, I have faith. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good Father's Day for Matt and all the dads out there. Happy Father's Day. This Sunday is, every day is your day, but this Sunday is extra special. Now, on the show today, we mentioned it last hour, Vegas Golden Knights, their brand new coach, Bruce Cassidy, is on the show at 8:40. So that's going to be a great conversation with Bruce. Coming up here in about 15 minutes, Dude Perfect. The guys will be at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in July, and we have your tickets when you win Heads Up. And also up next is What's Trending. What do you have for us?
Drake drops a new album out of nowhere, why you may want to order a beer with dinner, and Panera wants to charge you up. We'll explain coming up next in What's Trending.
Harry Styles as it was. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Right after What's Trending, we're doing Heads Up. And when you win it, you'll get those tickets to see Dude Perfect.
Mercedes in the morning's What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Drake is trending this morning. The hip-hop superstar made a surprise announcement yesterday. He dropped a surprise album called Honestly, Nevermind. It's his seventh studio album and follow-up to his 2021 Certified Lover Boy. There are 14 tracks. It's dedicated to the late Virgil Abloh. And then he also ended up dropping a video last night, too. So let's take a listen. This song is called Falling Back, and the video was dropped for this one last night also. Just like it features a mix of dance and house music. I was listening to it last night and I was like, wow, this is kind of a different sound for Drake. I mean, it's not all like this. The song that I saw everyone was downloading is called Sticky. That was
Sticky?
The one. Yeah, so that was the first one I listened to when I saw, you know, who was listening to what. But I hadn't heard this one. I didn't make it to this one.
This song gives me, it's a chill vibe. It's like you're back the morning after a club, just hanging out. Morning after, drinking some champagne by the pool.
Some champagne by the pool. I don't know, right?
You're sitting outside. Oh, it's a good night. Man, we hit it hard last night. Pass the champagne. All right.
It doesn't sound bad. It's just, like I said, it's a different sound than I expected from Drake. But yeah, so his last album stirred up some controversy when it was snubbed from the major categories at this year's Grammy Awards. He only earned nods for Best Rap Album and Best Rap Performance, so his team later requested to remove his nominations from the Grammy final round ballot altogether. So I wonder if he'll do the same thing with this album, if it should get any nominations.
Yeah, we'll see. It was cool having the Grammys here in town, and I think that's why I was excited about the Grammys. Because you go back at the beginning of the year, I'm like, the Grammys, this just seems like there's something shady going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, I hope they fix that, because it's just, it just does not seem right. When some of the most popular songs, and I get it, the problem is it varies from person to person. And if we're going on opinions, you got to get people with a multitude of opinions. You can't have the same group that's been doing this for like 20 or 30 years.
Yeah, get new people in there and part of the voting academy, whatever it's called. That's why the Billboard Music Awards, I think, are great because there's a science behind it.
It's on sales. Facts.
Yeah, it's
on
right
numbers.
There.
Yeah. Also trending this morning is beer. A new study says a daily glass of beer could make your gut healthier. Researchers report that beer boosts healthy bacteria and it helps fend off disease and infections. The benefits come from the polyphenols, which are plant compounds that are found in hops and barley and yeast. Now, for those that don't drink, there's still good news. Even non-alcoholic beer appears to have the same benefits. In the study, men drank either one alcoholic or one non-alcoholic lager daily with dinner. And at the end of the study, they found notable improvements in their intestinal health. And there was no change in their weight, no change in their BMI or blood markers for heart health. So I think, you know, you got to make it clear. It's like, it's one. It's not a six pack or anything. It's one, and that'll help.
There's always that old person that's 100 years old or 95 or whatever. And they, what's the secret to life? A shot of whiskey every day or
I
one
eat a
beer
hot dog every
yeah.
day.
Okay. It works for some people. Yeah. Hot dog daily and a beer.
Yeah, there you go. And then finally this morning, Panera is trending. So there's a new summer promotion from Panera that has fans talking. It gives fans a chance to win a charged up cup, as in a reusable cup that is made especially for Panera's new charged lemonades. But this cup doubles as a phone charger. Kind of cool. Why? Well, they point out that it's the start of the summer slump where 25% of workers feel less productive. As for how it works, the base of this 17-ounce bottle pops off and it becomes a charging base and rest for your phone so you can drink and charge at the same time. Now, to get one of the new cups, you just got to go to PaneraChargedUp.com to enter the contest. They're going to choose 480 winners on June 21st, which is technically the longest day of the year. So you might need a little charging up on that day, too. And that is what's trending.
Here we go. We want caller 20, 702-364-9400. Give us a call right now. You're caller 20. You get to play Heads Up, and you're playing for a cool prize.
Yeah, we have your tickets to check out Dude Perfect at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. It is it's going to be a lot of fun. You've got stunts, you've got Q&A, you've got just a complete and total entertainment. So if you are ready to get your tickets, call right now. Caller 20 gets to play Heads Up. We have your category. It is You've Got Mail, but you get to pick your partner. And if you get six answers in 60 seconds, you are going to win. Caller 20, you're playing 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, let's get caller 20. And that is you, Mike. Congratulations.
Woo. Sweet.
You ready to play some Heads Up? All right, let's do this. Your category today is You've Got Mail. National Email Week is this week. So these are all things that are associated with email. Who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Mike, 60 seconds on the clock. Get six correct, and you're the big winner, and you start now.
Okay, when you get an email, you don't check in your sent file. You check in your what?
Inbox.
Yes. This is, okay, you send me something and then I'm going to send it to someone else so I do this to it.
Forward.
Yes. If I'm putting a picture on it, I put that on as one of these.
Attachment.
Yes. When I want you to know what this email is about, I put it in this line.
Subject.
Yes. I read your email. I don't need it anymore. I'm going to do this to it.
Trash.
Pass. Okay. When I write my name at the bottom of a check, this is my what?
Signature.
Yes. If sometimes it goes into this folder if it thinks it's spam.
Junk?
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes! You got it! Nice job,
Sweet.
Mike! Congratulations!
I knew I could do it.
I knew you could do it, too. We had faith in you, and you are a winner. Congratulations!
Yes.
Yes. Nice job. I like Mike's cadence, too. You're very robotic. You guys nail it. Time
is
spare, too.
When he said pass, I didn't understand that he was passing. I thought that was his answer. I'm like, no, not pass.
He was on fire. Job well done, Mike. And you got those tickets to see Dude Perfect at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. The guys will be here in July. Now, we're doing Heads Up again in the 8 o'clock hour at 8:25. And when you win it in the 8 o'clock hour, you'll get tickets to go see Machine Gun Kelly. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. It is 6:33. Don't go anywhere, because in just a couple of minutes, one of the most requested songs that we have been getting, and it is all thanks to a TV show. We'll tell you what is coming up in just a few minutes. I am really happy for Steph this morning. I know you are too, JC, because she got some excellent news. Well, excellent for her. I personally would have been sad about this, but good news for you, because I know you were dreading it. Tell everyone what happened yesterday.
So yesterday, I go online to check if I had to go to jury duty today. So I'm logging in and I'm putting in my juror ID and my full name and my date of birth. And the first notification that comes up when I sign in: you are not required to appear for jury selection and I'm good for 18 months. So I'm in the clear.
Wow. You weren't required to report, which I know most people, 99% of people would probably be happy about. But I like doing jury duty.
I think for Steph, it's the missing work thing. That's how dedicated she is to her craft. If jury duty would have started at 11 a.m., she probably would have been all in. It's the fact, because if you had it, you would have to leave the show at, like, 7:30 or something.
Yeah, and you're right. I don't like missing work. I don't like having to feel like I'm missing out. Especially, we're going to have the new head coach on the show. So I'm like, oh, I want to be here. I want to talk to him. I want to hear him. So I was really sad about missing that. And then just all the post-show stuff that I have to do. I like being on it. I like being on time. And I just don't like to miss work. You're right, JC. So that was a big plus on my end for that news last night.
Oh man, I don't like missing it either, but once you're there, it's like I'm in. I'm like, this is, I want to hear the case. I've never been selected. I've been close, and then they filled up the jury and they're like, goodbye. I'm like, all this for nothing.
But what if you, Mercedes, what if you would have been, let's say you get picked and you're on a case like the Johnny Depp Amber Heard case.
Okay, then I would have been upset, because I'm like, okay, this is going to take too much of my time. But like for a day, a one-day case, yeah, I'm totally in on that one.
Yeah, because once you get picked, you can't bow out, right? Once you find, and how does it work? Let's say you're selected.
Oh, you probably could find a way out. Just like, he looks guilty. He just gives me guilty vibes. Just
tweet it out.
I was
selected for the Johnny Depp case. He looks guilty, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, exactly. Have you been on a jury before?
No, I've been down there. I was down there once. Same thing. I went down there, checked in. Gosh, this was 10 some years ago. Because we were still in the old building, the old radio station building. And I remember I went down there. I checked in. I sat in some room. It was like around lunchtime, and they're like, all right, you guys can go. I was never questioned or anything. I was brought into a room, sat there, and then said we could leave, and that was it.
That was just kind of like, it's so uneventful. Like, leading up to it, it's so boring. It's just following everyone into room after room and sitting in the courtroom and stuff. But congratulations, Steph. I know you were stressing out about that. We got the text last night. It's like, woohoo, I don't have jury duty.
And I'm good for 18 months. Yay.
Is that what you told them, that you're the producer for Mercedes in the Morning and we have the Vegas Golden Knights coach coming on the show? You got to be here for that.
They're like, oh, yeah, absolutely.
You can't miss that. You're good to go. You're good for 18 months. Yeah, you don't have to come in.
Hot Three's up next. What do you have for us?
Okay, we are going to talk about, well, Father's Day. It is Sunday. And what are the worst gifts that you could give a father? We're going to talk about that. Also, if you are one of those people that kind of struggles when it comes to having a little bit of rhythm, maybe you can blame this. And just imagine owning something that you find out is worth over $75,000. Maybe it's time to check some of those junk drawers. We'll tell you what one person found coming up. But first, this is just such a huge song, number 5 on the Billboard charts right now, and it's all coming back because of Stranger Things. The song is Running Up That Hill. It's Kate Bush, and it's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Okay, well, it's Father's Day on Sunday, and when it comes to gifts, Mother's Day seems like a bigger deal than Father's Day, no matter how unfair that is to all superstar dads. So in a new poll, Americans were asked how close to Father's Day they actually purchase a gift, and 8% responded, when is Father's Day? Ouch. 6% said one day before, and 3% said on the way to Father's Day dinner. 26% of people admitted that they'd forgotten to get dad a gift at least once, and 30% said they've been late either sometimes, always, or frequently. Even worse, we have excuses. When asked who they blame for a gift being late, the responses included USPS, retailers, porch pirates, COVID, and supply chain issues. Now, when dads were asked about the worst Father's Day gifts, 22% said it was when they got nothing. So just remember that. Maybe just a little something. 10% said a traditional tie is the worst Father's Day gift, and 5% said socks. Other answers include macaroni art, a bad letter, a pet rock, a fish plaque, a plunger, stuff like that. But if you're looking for something different to get dad on Father's Day, how about plastic surgery? Cosmetic procedures are growing in popularity among middle-aged men, and they're becoming more common Father's Day requests. Getting a nose job is the most common procedure, followed by eyelid surgery, liposuction, breast reduction, and hair transplant.
If dad wants that, that's great, but just make sure dad wants that. Hey, dad, I got you a gift certificate to get a breast reduction at the center. What? Son, what are you trying to tell me?
Well, and maybe that would be something that he would be surprised. But if he's talking about it constantly, like, oh, I'd really like to get a nose job one day, like, that's, there you go. Not the cheapest gift you right. could ever get him. So if you have the money, good for you. But yeah, that's something different for sure.
You go from macaroni art to a nose job. And I do like the ones that you said that get it on the way there.
Yeah, like, oh, we got to go to my dad's and stop and get him something. It's like a bottle of booze or something, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, man, it works. It works.
Also this morning, do you find that you are challenged when it comes to finding rhythm? Experts have found that our ability to move in time to a beat is related to our genes. A study found common genes associated with rhythm, and they identified 69 different genes linked with beat synchronization ability, and many were expressed in the brain, suggesting a link to brain development. So if you have like zero rhythm when it comes to dancing, you can blame it on your parents, because it's their lack of rhythm that probably passed on to you.
I think you have rhythm. You have good rhythm.
I mean, it's okay. I think it just, I'd say I'm in the medium range. I don't have rhythm like Steph. Steph has
no, she's
incredible.
A pro.
Yeah.
But you, Mercedes, you're at a wedding. You can get out on the dance floor and hold your own. You're not going to get laughed at.
I may get laughed at, but I'll hold my own and I'll be confident in it. I'll own it. How about you? Do you think you have rhythm?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I don't. And I'm not going to try. I tried before. I still have it. I just can't dance. I'm not a dancer, Steph. I'm not gifted like you. So I'm not going to go out there and try it. I know my limitations. I've reached a point in life where I know where my peak is and what I'm good at, what I'm bad at. And dancing is something I'm bad at. I'm not going to try it.
I really do give credit, though, to my dad. My dad's music abilities. He's in a band. He plays a trumpet. He plays all these instruments. He's a lead singer. So I do give credit to dad and mom. My mom's genes, they get down. So I feel like that I got really good on the genes. But when it comes to musical instruments, like if you put me on the piano, you put me on musical keys, I think I get that from my mom, because I can't do all that.
You're not good at that stuff?
No, I can't play instruments.
Well, you can't be good at everything, Steph. It's just not fair. So just accept the dance. No, I'm just kidding.
No. I'm good with just the dancing part. I'm cool with everything else.
You're talking about me humble bragging. I can dance. I can do all these things. Natural, guys.
No.
I'm gifted.
When it's facts, she's just spewing facts.
She's
right
dropping
now.
Knowledge over there.
All right. Finally, this morning, a sealed Back to the Future VHS tape just sold for $75,000. Now, it wasn't just any old unopened VHS tape, though. This one belonged to Tom Wilson.
Biff.
That's right.
Biff. Wait, what's this?
So Biff had this. Okay, so this set a record for the highest price ever paid at an auction for a sealed VHS tape. But this one came with a signed note from Tom. It read, quote, "This is a first release of Back to the Future sent to me by the studio at that time. Since I knew the VHS platform would be around forever, I saved it for later, but now I can't find a VCR. Oh, well, enjoy. The tape was part of a first-of-its-kind VHS-only auction. 260 tapes were sold, including a copy of The Goonies. That sold for $50,000 and Jaws for $32,500.
Dang, we've got a coworker that sold a bunch of Star Wars and Empire Strike Back, The Empire Strikes Back on VHS. They were open and stuff, but he still made like $500 off of some of these VHS tapes. So if you have them, there's a market out there for them right now.
We had boxes of them. Boxes. Every movie you could imagine, including like a Back to the Future. I know he had a Little Mermaid in there. Like, tons. So, you know, we don't have a VCR anymore, so we gave them to a friend of ours. Just were like, here, take them all. And she's like, I have a VCR. We're like, take them all. And now I'm like, oh, man. We just gave them all away. Here you go. And now it's like, I can't go back. Like, hey, so are you done with those? You know, I was just letting you borrow them, right? Can I have them back, please?
Is that person still here in town?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you done with them yet? I'm just wondering. We want to watch the movies this weekend.
You can drop them off anytime. Just let me know when you're done.
Here in the 7 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for you to go see Post Malone. Those tickets go on sale this morning at 10 a.m., but we have yours at 7:40.
Mix 94.1. Justin Bieber just announced his show that was supposed to be happening on the 28th. It's postponed until further notice. He obviously has some health issues that he's dealing with right now. Refunds are available at the point of purchase, or if you want to keep your tickets, they'll be honored for all rescheduled tour dates. So just hoping he gets better. He's apparently his wife Hailey Bieber went on some of the talk shows and says his recovery is going really, really well, and he's probably going to make a full recovery, but still, scary stuff.
Yeah, he's going in the right direction, and the fan support is she said, just huge for the guy. So yeah, he'll be here when the time is right. Justin Bieber will be here. Are you excited this morning? 8:40, our Vegas Golden Knights brand new coach Bruce Cassidy, Coach Cassidy, is going to be on the show. This has got to be one of his first Las Vegas interviews.
Yeah, I know he did a big press conference thing yesterday and talked to the media, and he is coming on the show. New head coach coming Bruins. He coached the Capitals, and so he was just let go this month. And I was reading an article that said that, you know, his daughter, when he was let go, was like, oh, man, are we going to be okay? Is everything going to be okay? He's like, oh, we'll be fine, because there were a bunch of open positions.
Just like that, yeah.
We'll be fine. And look, yeah, that's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour and right around 8:40. So make sure you're listening for that. I feel like we have to kind of school him on some things, and being here on the West Coast and just, you know, the way things are done here, things he needs to do. I feel like he's going to be in for a rude awakening coming here in the summer, because you're not really from Las Vegas until you've done certain things. Like, what are things that you say, okay, you're not truly from Las Vegas until you've done this? Because yesterday I got in my car, and I usually put my sunshade up when it's really hot outside, and I spaced it yesterday. I got in and I put my hands on the steering wheel, and it was like, I think I heard my hands sizzle. It was so hot. And I have a black steering wheel, so it was just like, and I feel like you're not really from Las Vegas until you've burned your hands on your steering wheel. I've seen people drive with gloves, and I totally understand it now.
Oh, it's so, yeah, that's very smart. Same with the seatbelt buckle. You get in your car, don't realize that you go to buckle your seatbelt, and that thing is super hot. Or just with the heat, too. I remember when I first moved to town, I like to be barefoot at the house and my apartment and everything. And just going outside barefoot for the first time in the middle of the summer, walking to get the mail or something. And you take a couple of steps out, like, oh, the ground's warm. Oh, no, that ground is more than warm. Oh, my gosh, that ground is so hot. And
we're
running back
like
inside.
It's like walking on hot coals
it
or
is.
Something.
It really is.
What are other things that you would say you're not really from Vegas until you've done this? Let us know. Shoot us a text or tweet us at Mercedes in the AM. Is our Twitter. You can also call or text us at 702-364-9400. We got to let him know that, you know, there's certain things that you're going to have to experience once you move to Las Vegas.
I wonder if he'll get family members calling him, asking him if he has any hookups.
Oh, God. Well, he's a coach of the team. He's going to get a lot of hookups, I'm sure, or a lot of calls at least.
Do you have any tickets to shows or maybe a game or two or a place to stay?
My favorite is, hey, I'm coming to town. Do you know of any good hotel deals? I'm like, I don't stay here. Why would I know of hotel deals? Like, go to hotels.com or something. I don't know what the hotel deals are. Why do you ask me this?
And why is that only here? Because anytime I travel, I go back to Philly DC family, I don't call friends like, hey, you know of any hotel deals? Why does it only apply here to us in Las Vegas? I don't ever do that when I travel to another
city. Holiday Inn is offering 25%. If you go to Hilton, they're offering a locals rate. Like, no one knows that. Why would we know that? Unless you work at one. Okay, maybe I understand, but we don't work at them, so who knows?
I think he'll have to experience, too, the new coach at some point being downtown on Fremont Street with the performers coming up and wanting to, you know, do stuff, or the guys that hand out the flyers that are still floating around town. Don't take one flyer. You take one, you're going to get bombarded by other people.
That just opens the door. Yeah, for sure. This Raul says, you know, you're in Vegas when you use your heater and your AC on the same day. Do you use your heater in this? I don't think I've ever done that. Maybe I have. I don't know. What do you use a heater and AC? It's like one extreme or the other for me.
But do you enjoy this? We need to come up with a term with this. July, it is hot outside, 110 degrees. You're inside the office all day in the air conditioning. For some reason, when I go out to the car for the first time and the car's hot, I do like that heat for, I don't know, maybe 30 seconds or so. I enjoy going from the AC to that hot car for 30 seconds. Then I turn the air on and want it to cool down. But for that split, you know, 30 seconds, just sitting in that heat, I enjoy it for some reason.
It's kind of like a warm up, but then you're like, okay, now I'm warm.
Yes.
Turn it back on. This one says, you're not from Vegas until you use the phrase, oh, it's only 100 degrees outside today. What a nice day.
Mm.
Yeah, 100 is not hot to me anymore. My mom was like, it's so hot today. It's 95. I'm like, that's nice. What are you talking about?
Get ready for wind, too. I didn't think we'd have Las Vegas to be a windy city when I first moved here. And boy,
yeah.
We get some wind.
Well, he played for the Chicago Blackhawks, so he knows about windy cities.
That's true. He's got some experience.
But he's not experienced Las Vegas windy city. No.
Now, coming up, so that interview's happening at 8:40. He's calling the show. Should be a great conversation with the new coach of our Vegas Golden Knights, Coach Cassidy. 7 o'clock hour coming up here in what? 7:40 this hour. Those tickets for you to go see Post Malone. Those tickets go on sale this morning at 10 a.m., but we have your tickets coming up at 7:40.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Well, look at this. Charlie Puth just surprised his fans by announcing a collaboration with BTS's Jungkook, JK, right?
JK. Yeah, he'll say, I'm JK.
JK. The new single is called Left and Right. It's off of Charlie's upcoming album called Charlie. If you missed it, here is a little bit of the song.
I have Charlie Puth's phone number. Should we try to call him?
Call him right now.
No,
call him right now.
No,
do it.
The record label will get so mad at me because I'm not supposed to have it. I got it on accident. They accidentally sent it to me.
Do it.
No. I'm gonna text their label and see if he'll come on.
You call him. Let's play. Steph, you have to have some celebrities in your phone. I've got a couple on my phone. Let's do a game. Who can get a celebrity on the show the fastest?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I'm not going to do Charlie Puth right now because I don't want to risk not getting him on in the future. So I'm not going to do that one.
We did this once before. It's either Steph or Jocelyn was here. And I don't want to say who it was, but we're talking about a singer in the dirt. And I had his cell phone number. And I gave Jocelyn the cell phone number.
She got in so much trouble for that.
Through the label, too.
Yeah, that's why I worry. I don't want to, because this is a label. Their label does a lot of stuff for us. And
okay,
I just don't want
to burn that bridge.
Yeah, that was the first thing Jocelyn told me when I first got here. She goes, just be careful when you're calling these celebrities, because I got in big trouble once. And I'm like, that's what you do. You got to do it all for the line, for the
go
station.
For it.
I'm trying to look and see, like, other celebrities that I have in my phone. I don't have any really great ones. Charlie Puth is like my best one, I think.
That's a solid. That's an A-lister.
I'm trying. Who do you have? None of these work anymore. That's the thing. Like, I have Bryce Harper's, but this one doesn't work anymore.
I got Bryce Harper, and I try. It goes through. I get blue. I know he's getting it. So every once in a while, I respond.
Oral Hershiser, I have his number.
That's Hall of Famer. He's a legend.
Yeah. I don't know.
Let me see here. Bryce is big.
Do I have Dan Reynolds? No. Oh, yes, I do.
You have Dan's? Oh, I got Donny Osmond's.
Oh, my gosh. I think it says it's his number.
I've got one of his brother's numbers. There's like 8 Reynolds kids. They're all successful, too. That family is so good.
Yeah. Okay.
R.J. Mitty. How do I know that name?
It was the son in Breaking Bad.
The son in Breaking Bad. That's right. I got his phone number.
That's a good one,
He's a
too.
Darling.
I don't feel comfortable using any of these.
That's fine.
I don't want to mess up our relationship.
No, you don't. I get it. Yeah. But, you know, next thing you do is, plus you get in trouble, too. It's not worth it.
Yeah, definitely not worth it. But I will ask about getting Charlie Puth on. For sure.
Through the record label, not calling him after the show. Hey,
I'm actually going to text his label right now and see if they'll let him call in.
I love, by the way, that sound, this song right here, that left and right. I mean, it's a great sounding song.
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
Speaking of new music, Drake put out a new album. He talked about this in What's Trending. He just dropped this yesterday. It's his seventh album. You played a song earlier called Falling Back. Here's some of the new music from Drake. Just like I expected, falling back on me, falling back. Okay, I gotta give you one more new song that's out today, and then I want you to rank the three of them that are out today.
Okay.
Because your girl, Alanis Morissette, she just released a brand new album as well. It's called The Storm Before the Calm, and this is her first ever meditation album. This is a song off her meditation album called Calm Awakening in Between Thoughts. Alanis.
Relaxing.
It is. Rank them. Puth, Drake, Alanis. What do you got?
I have to go my girl Alanis number one. She's my girl. So Alanis number one, Puth number two, Drake number three.
Okay.
I have to go with Alanis. I would be doing a disservice to her if I did not put her at
number
one. That
is dedication right there. I go Puth and JK. That song's great. I go Alanis. I like that Alanis song better than the Drake song. And then I go Drake as third. While filming Top Gun Maverick, Miles Teller, he broke out in a head-to-toe, he was covered in head-to-toe hives during a flight scene. So he goes to the doctor after the scene, has blood work done, and then he goes takes an oatmeal bath to try to get rid of these hives. The blood work comes back, and it was confirmed in his blood there was flame retardant, pesticide, and jet fuel all in his bloodstream.
Yuck. Yikes. He okay?
Yeah, he was okay. Everything was fine. So the next day, he's on set, and he tells Tom Cruise that, hey, man, I had jet fuel in my blood. And Tom responded with, according to Miles Teller, yep, I was born with that, kid.
Oh, gosh. dad jokes.
That's Tom Cruise for you, man. He's got jet fuel. Let's do this. So Zac Efron is going to star in a movie about it's known as the curse of the Von Erich pro wrestling family. Have you heard of the Von Erichs, the wrestling family?
No.
Legendary family. So Fritz Von Erich was the dad. He was huge in the 50s and 60s. He had 6 sons, and the majority of them entered the wrestling business. Fritz, the dad, passed away in 1997. And at that point, 5 of his 6 sons had already passed away. His family story is tragic. Some people think it's a curse. There was Jack Jr. who died. He was shocked and drowned when he was at the age of 6. Freak accident. And then in 1984, his son David was a huge wrestling star. He's over in Japan, and he gets this weird colon disease and dies in Japan, age 25. And then his 3 other sons, they all committed suicide.
Oh, gee.
It is such a tragic, tragic story. Some people call it a curse. His one of his final sons to pass away was Kerry Von Erich, and he was a huge wrestling star. And he committed suicide in 1993, and it was just a tragic, tragic story. So Zac Efron is going to be, they're making a movie about this family, and Zac Efron's going to be in it.
Jeez, that sounds really sad.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. It was just all these deaths started happening. People are like, is this family curse? It's just, yeah, a very tragic story. One more going back to the albums. I thought this was interesting. Google says that searches for the word Renaissance, the title of Beyonce's new upcoming album, has increased 50% in the past day. And searches for the phrase Renaissance definition more than doubled.
Is it because we don't know how to spell Renaissance? Because I Google that word all the time.
How to spell it?
I'm like, how do you spell Renaissance?
Now, coming up this hour at 7:40, those tickets for you to go see Post Malone. It is Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
94.1. It is 7:32. So in the Daily Dirt, we were talking about Charlie Puth, his new collab with Jungkook from BTS, and how it sounds so good. And we're like, we should call Charlie Puth. I have his cell phone number. Well, I don't want him to get mad. So I texted his record label, and the response was, love it, on it. And so he is working on getting Charlie to call the show. So we'll see if that happens. Hopefully soon.
How great would that be if Charlie Puth calls us at 8:40 when we're talking to the Vegas Golden Knights new coach, Bruce Cassidy? And we're like, Bruce, you know Charlie? Charlie, you guys know each other? And they become good friends.
Here, Charlie, meet Bruce. Bruce, Charlie. So hopefully that'll be happening sometime. But Bruce is a definite 8:40 new Vegas Golden Knights head coach. Very excited about that. That is all on the way this morning. Plus, we're spinning the old wow wheel. We have the Friday Rewind. A lot of shows still left before 10 o'clock.
Summer vacation for a lot of people coming up. Some people may be already on their vacation. If I were to go, so Laura and I have our vacation plan for July, and we do this every year. We go to Jackson Hole, then we drive through Yellowstone and spend a couple nights in Cody. If we were to do that trip right now, we couldn't get through Yellowstone. So we'd only be doing the Jackson Hole portion of it, because Yellowstone, from those floodings, is shut down.
I heard they're opening up some areas, though. I read this morning that they're opening up some areas. So I don't know if that helps you guys any, but maybe some good news.
Yeah, and we have a couple weeks. We're not planning until July, and we kind of go through the south entrance to the east entrance. I think it's the north, it's the Montana side. It's really hit hard right now. But what are you planning on doing for your summer vacation? Anything unique? Did you know that in Pennsylvania, it's kind of like central Pennsylvania, there is a hotel, it's called the Red Caboose, and it's nothing but caboose cars from trains. And when you stay there, you stay in a converted caboose car.
A caboose car?
Mm-hmm.
What's this? There's a song that talks about Mike, like, caboose. I don't know why. Like, I just, does anyone know the song that I'm thinking of? Like, my caboose. Oh, man, I'm trying to remember. But no, I've never heard of this place. So the whole thing is you're staying in a train?
Yeah, it's a train kind of setup theme, but each little room is a caboose car. And caboose is not that big. They're smaller little cars, but it's almost like a tiny home. So you go and you stay inside this caboose car. It's a train-themed hotel. Kind of a cool thing if you're into trains, or maybe the kids like trains, but it's going to be a small room you're staying in. But I do know, maybe it has changed, but as of a few years ago, there was a regular train track that went by there, regular set of trains that went by there, and they come by super early. So if you are staying in the Red Caboose Hotel, be prepared to be woken up the next morning by trains that are going by super early.
Oh, man. I don't think that sounds like much fun to me anymore. You had me until you said, wake me up early in the morning. When I'm on vacation, I want to sleep.
You want to sleep in, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to think, like, what's the weirdest or most interesting spot that you went to on vacation? So much so that you're like, are we really here visiting this? I know we talked about it before, but like we did a road trip and my dad really made us go to Four Corners, where Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, and Arizona meet up. He really made us drive all the way out there. And it's like not an easy, it's just like the most boring drive. And then you get there and you're like, woohoo, this is where the Four Corners are. Okay, bye. Yeah, like I just still don't understand why we went there. Just, and then, ooh, I'm in four states at the same time. But then they found out that they mismarked it, so we really weren't. We were like in Arizona the whole time. And so I don't know. It was really weird. I don't know why we went there, but we did. I've been to Four Corners.
It is a weird thing, but it's also a cool thing, though, to say you, I mean, at some point.
I didn't. I was in Arizona the whole time.
You thought you studied for. What about, has anyone been to Mount Rushmore? To me, that seems pretty cool, but once you get there and see it, it's like, okay.
There's,
now what?
There's some big gigantic president heads.
We see them. And how big are they? So what's that like?
I've heard it actually looks a lot smaller in person.
It doesn't?
I've never been, but I've heard it's like when you go, it's kind of like, oh, that's it? Okay. Cool. Don't get me wrong, but wow, that's it.
Super cool. But do you make a week out of it? Let's go back and look at them again. Dad, they're the same as they were yesterday. We saw them already.
I know. And I think that's with Father's Day coming, that's kind of a dad thing. Like, dads make you go see things and they want you to, like, you gotta appreciate this. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we went there and like I know we went to the Grand Canyon that same road trip, and I don't get Grand Canyon's gorgeous, but when you're 10 years old, it's boring. And my brother and I are just like, what is this? And he's like, this is nature, this is beauty. you'll never forget this. We're like, can we go to the gift shop? Like, we're just so, so bored.
See, you never forgot it, though. Here we are talking about all these years later. El Jefe really, was right.
Just really quick, Jimmy wants to tell you something about Mount Rushmore. Was it amazing, Jimmy?
Yeah, actually, it's really good. And there's a ton of stuff to do around there. They've got all kinds of stuff, alpine slides, different kinds of things. But it did not disappoint whatsoever.
Okay, good. That's good to know.
Yeah,
because I've heard that. Is it smaller, though, than you pictured?
I mean, yeah, I guess a little bit. But it's still huge. And it's a man-made phenomenon that's just amazing.
That's really cool.
Good point. That's awesome. They have alpine slides, too. We slide down around Washington's head. Woohoo!
Let's make a Mount Rushmore in Vegas. Who do we put on it?
Wayne Newton, for sure.
Elvis?
Yes, Elvis. Frank Sinatra.
The whole Rat Pack? There's only four spots.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think there's spots. There's if you look up at Red Rock, there's certain parts of the mountain that I think we could actually get it done up there.
Yeah.
Let's start that. That'll be our mission for 2023.
Celine Dion.
Celine Dion. Oh, yeah. All the members of the original Vegas Golden Knights.
Oh, man. The Misfits.
The Misfits.
That's going to be the biggest Mount Rushmore ever.
We have those tickets for you to see Post Malone in less than 5 minutes, and we have the Hot 3 coming up next. What do you got?
Well, if you watched basketball last night, you know there was a new, I wouldn't say they're necessarily new NBA champs, but did you watch the game last night? We're going to talk about that also. With Father's Day coming up this weekend, do you think it's easier or harder to be a dad today than before? And there's a big controversy over a guy's tombstone, which a lot of people are saying there's a hidden message in it and that it's very inappropriate. We'll talk about that coming up next in the Hot 3.
You home tonight.
This is Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Oh, man, we got to find a winner, don't we?
Phones are going nuts.
I know. I was like, why is everyone calling? Oh, that's right. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
You're caller 20.
I'm in the car with my son.
They love it. Oh, my gosh. Congratulations. Post Malone tickets. These tickets, they don't go on sale until 10 o'clock this morning. You just won a pair before you can buy them for that concert in November at the T-Mobile Arena. Congratulations.
We're so excited. My birthday's in November, so that's perfect.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. Congratulations, Sarah. And if you want to be like Sarah and her son and go see Post Malone, we have more tickets coming up on the show today. Actually, 9:40 is our next pair of tickets, Post Malone.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
The Golden State Warriors won their fourth championship in 8 years last night, beating the Boston Celtics 103-90 in Game 6 of the NBA Finals. The Warriors became the first team to win four titles in 8 seasons since the Chicago Bulls did it between 1991 and 1998. And the Warriors are also only the second team to win a title on Boston's home court. This win was particularly sweet since the Warriors had the worst record in the NBA just 2 seasons ago. And not surprisingly, Steph Curry was named MVP of the finals.
Did you watch any of the series?
Yeah, I watched a couple games, and then I definitely watched last night because I was like, well, if the Warriors win, this is it. So I want to watch it. But I'm kind of like a fair weather NBA fan. I get really into it towards the end of the season, the beginning of the season, not so much. So I'm not good in that aspect. But then also after watching Hustle, I really wanted to watch it because, I don't know, it just got me in the mood to watch basketball. So
it does. It really, and stay through it. Like you said, the closing credits, Lara finished the movie last night and she turned to me and she goes, I'm a fan of basketball now.
Oh, so good. Oh, my gosh.
Well, the season just ended.
Yeah.
We do have our aces, though. Yeah, aces are still on fire. But yeah, men's basketball just ended.
Exactly. Also this morning, being a father is never easy. So good job, all you dads out there. No matter how much of a good kid your kid is, is it a little easier these days or is it harder? Well, in a new Father's Day survey, 45% of people say it's harder to be a father today versus the previous generation. 16% say it's easier and 26% say it's about the same. I mean, I'd say harder just because of the pandemic alone. That makes it a lot harder. But 47% of fathers say that they believe they're doing a better job as a parent than their fathers did. And 17% are man enough to admit that they're doing worse than their fathers did. 28% said they're probably doing about the same. People were also asked if, generally speaking, fathers today play a greater
or lesser role in raising their children than the previous generation of fathers, and 39% say they play a greater role today. 22% say it's a lesser role. 24% of people say it's about the same. And when asked if society adequately rewards fathers for the work that they do, this is sad. 46% of men said no, it does not. 23% said yes. 31% weren't sure. So if your dad is in your life, make sure you do something special for him on Sunday. You know, don't just be like, hey, happy Father's Day. Do something special. They deserve it.
Well, it's got, I mean, it's definitely harder, I think, for parents, moms, dads, because there's so much more in the world right now. Our parents didn't have to deal with social media and how it affects a kid and all the extra screen time and everything that's going on. Plus, there's just more people in general out there. It's hard. It's got to be. I'm not a parent, but I'm saying it's got to be hard to be a parent right now.
Yeah, it's got its challenges. I mean, but I look at how my parents did it, and I think, you know, they had their own set of challenges, too, and some of us weren't great kids. Some, you know, once they were in the teenage years and they dealt with us and, you know, it's just, yeah, I think it's just hard in general. And, but it's what you make out of it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, make sure you give dad, if he's still in your life, some extra love this Sunday, or every day, actually. Also, finally this morning, is this a harmless inside joke or is it completely tasteless? Some people are not happy about a tombstone at a cemetery in Iowa, which has a hidden message. Now, the tombstone says, "Forever in our hearts until we meet again. Cherished memories known as our son, brother, father, papa, uncle, friend, and cousin." Now, by the way the lines are set up, the first letter of each word down the left side spells out an expletive. I'll read it again.
Okay.
"Forever in our hearts," line one. "Until we meet again," line two. "Cherished memories," line three. "Known as," line four. "Our son, brother," line five. "Father, papa, uncle," line six. "Friend and cousin," line seven.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
If you didn't figure out what that says, it's a bleep off. It's not censored. The man's daughter says it was intentional because she says, quote, "It was definitely his term of endearment." But she also said they didn't mean to offend anyone else at the cemetery. Some people are raising a stink about it, even though it wouldn't be obvious to most people who didn't know to look for it. But now that it's getting attention, it's possible that they may be forced to remove the headstone. The cemetery says profanity has no place where loved ones are laid to rest.
Well, I think it's funny.
It doesn't bother me.
No.
It's like, that's what your dad used to say. That's how you want to pay tribute. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, who's picking up on it? Who's actually going over and studying the guy's tombstone, unless you're part of the family or something like that? At least people wander around grave sites looking at studying tombstones. Yeah. I think it's good stuff.
I mean, if you look, I was looking at the tombstone, and I don't know how you could miss that, because the way they have it laid out is just perfectly aligned. But at the very least, you get points for creativity.
Now, next hour, it's Fridays. We have the Oh Wow We All. I need help. I do. So my category is a song that would save you from Vecna.
Vecna, you didn't watch Stranger Things.
I've not seen Stranger Things.
So you don't know.
Yeah, give me. Is there a theme to the song? A song that you really like? A song that's...
I'll tell you what it means off the air, because okay. I don't want to spoil it for some people that haven't seen it yet that are going to watch it. But yeah, a song that would save you from Vecna. I'll explain the meaning behind it off the air to you.
Okay, perfect. And then, and what's your category?
Oh, I don't know, Steph. What's my category? I haven't picked a song yet. She's probably ready to kill me.
No, it's okay. A song with one word in the title.
One word in the title. Okay. Yeah, I have to pick one. I usually am pretty good at picking them. I have not done that yet. And then what's your category?
A song that was released in 1985 with Kate Bush's Running Up That Hill.
Oh,
based on that, yeah. So we all
do we have some work to do.
Yeah, we all got to find songs.
Do you have your stuff?
I've had mine since yesterday.
Oh, you're so good. Okay, all right. We're gonna pick ours too, and that's happening right around 8:15. Mix 94.1. It is 8:01 Friday morning. In just about 40 minutes, we are going to be talking to the new head coach for the Vegas Golden Knights. Bruce Cassidy is going to join the show. We're so excited to welcome him to town, talk to him. That is happening right around 8:40. I still can't get it out of my head that clip you played earlier this morning in the Daily Dirt of Tom Hanks
coming to the defense of his wife, Rita Wilson. They were out and about walking around and paparazzi just like swarmed them. And one of them almost made her fall and he went off. We got a text from someone that says, I can't help it when I hear that. It just sounds like Woody from Toy Story yelling at someone. And now I can't hear it the same way. When I watch the video, all I hear is Woody cussing. So did you guys see this video? If not, let's play it for you. Tom Hanks coming to the defense of Rita Wilson. Tell me if you picture Woody. Just in your mind, picture Woody from Toy Story doing this.
How you doing?
Been a long time.
Be careful, Tom.
Watch out. Move. Amen.
Knocking over my wife.
Yeah, they're bugging.
Sorry about that, Tom.
Sorry about that, Tom.
I picture Woody like in defense of Barbie.
Yeah.
Toy Story.
Knocking over my wife.
But it's a serious thing. I mean, do you get really possessive of your family? I think most people do, and most people would stand up to someone who did the exact same thing. You cannot blame Tom Hanks at all. But have you ever yelled at someone in defense of your family, or maybe you were the family and someone in your family yelled in defense of you? Because I felt like that would be something my husband would do. And he heard us talking about that yesterday and he made a comment. He's like, hey, I heard you guys talk about the Tom Hanks thing. And I was like, yeah. He goes, I would do the same thing. He had every right to do what he did. I don't care how nice of a guy he is. If someone like knocked you over, I would scream and hopefully, you know, I would not do much worse than that. And what I've noticed that about him, whenever we're out, me and our daughters, he's always like on alert. I can just always see he's always watching what's around us and just very aware. Now, and it's cool. It makes you feel like so protected, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't think he's ever screamed at anyone though, but he's definitely, if he's seen something, he's like, you guys stand over here. And he moves us all out of the way. We're all like, okay. And then he's like, okay, don't walk over there here. And then he'll put himself in the line of fire if there's something going on. He does that a lot.
Well, that's good. Matt's a good man. And I would see him doing that. And they're in a situation for some reason, you know, maybe someone just bumps into you or a fan of the radio show comes up to you and bumps into you and you start to trip. You know, Matt would be there and step in within a second, Hank style, and tell the person to back off.
He would pull a Woody from Toy Story.
Yeah, you would get those listeners would get Woody, as it should be. And I'm sure if someone did something to Matt, you would probably step in, maybe not on the physical side, maybe you would, but just more of like, hey, man, back off, slow down. I think he would defend Matt as well.
Well, and I would, but I also think he would defend himself before I did. Would that make you feel like embarrassed if your wife is defending you on something? Like, let's say someone knocked you over and she's like starts yelling at them. Would you be like, oh, settle down? Would you be embarrassed?
I would take care
that?
Of myself. Yeah, I don't want to get up and like, I got it. Like, dude, why'd you push me or something? And yeah, I would not want her jumping in. We actually got into a fight once. It was 4th of July when we first started dating. We were in Washington, D.C., and me and my buddy and his girlfriend and Laura and I were walking to our car to head home. And we walked by this group of people, and these girls like said something. I don't know what happened. And next thing you know, the girls start fighting. Laura and my buddy's girlfriend, these two other girls start like tussling with each other. I'm like, what is
going on? Actually physically fighting?
Physically fighting.
Your wife got in a physical fight.
Got into a physical fight. 4th of July.
What?
2003, 2004. I forget the year. But yeah, physical fight with these girls. And they start going at it. And me and my buddy Ben are like, what the heck? Because I know what it was. Walking by and these girls called my Laura, my girlfriend, and my buddy's girlfriend sluts. And I don't know why they called them sluts, but then they got into it. You sluts. Look at those sluts. And next thing you know, they're going at it. And it maybe lasted a minute or so. Just, you know, a little tussle.
When you say tussle, though, like, what are we talking about? Like, hair pulling, grabbing each other,
pushing. Grabbing your shirts, pulling this, that, and everything.
Oh,
a little hair tussling.
Gosh.
And I felt like our girls were kind of coming on top. But the other guys, we just kind of watched for a second. Like, what are we supposed to do? Why are our girls fighting? And then we broke it up. Like, come on, break it up, break it up, break it up. We started walking away, and he was like, we're maybe 30, 40 yards away. And Laura goes, my flip-flop's back there. I'm like, you don't need the flip-flops. Yes, I do. I'm like, let me go get it.
Oh,
so I had to walk back to where this group was.
Excuse me. I'm here to grab the sluts with the flip-flop.
My girl, you guys, your flip-flop is here somewhere. And one of the guys is like, oh, yeah, here it is, man. I'm like, thanks, dude.
Oh my gosh! I've never heard that story.
Yeah, they
before.
got into a fight 4th of July. I want to say it had to be 2003. It's right when we first started dating. So yeah, 2003, right there by the Capitol.
That is so crazy.
It's the Great American Bash.
Have you ever gotten to a fight or screaming because of a family member in their defense? That is one I will say is the first time I'm hearing for sure. Wow.
It was an iconic night. We just kind of watched them go at it and broke it up and went about our way. Everything was fine. It was just weird.
No bleeding, no bruising, no hair chunks pulled out or anything like that.
No hair chunks, just a little tussle, and the other guys were cool. I had to go back and get the flip-flop, and the girls still seemed angry, and the guys were like, yeah, here's your flip-flop, thanks.
Oh, that is crazy. Oh, my gosh.
All right, this hour, this is really cool. Bruce Cassidy, the new coach of our Vegas Golden Knights, will be on the show at 8:40, so we'll chat with him. We also have tickets for you to go see Machine Gun Kelly. Those are coming up at 8:25, and up next, we are spinning the Oh Wow Wheel. Harry Styles, as it was, it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Machine Gun Kelly will be here next month, and we have your tickets coming up in less than 10 minutes.
It's Mercedes in the morning.
Wow.
And now the Oh Wow Wheel.
Wow.
It is time to spin the Oh Wow Wheel. One of us is going to play a song that makes you say, oh, wow. But not before we talk to our guest vetoer, which is Leilani. Hi, Leilani.
Hi.
Oh, thank you for calling. You're our guest vetoer today. The wheel is being spun as we speak. You will decide who gets to play their song. Now, we have three different categories today, and the wheel has just landed on JC.
Ooh.
All right. Now, if JC gets the veto from you, Leilani, it's going to move to my song. So
all right,
JC, make your case and tell us your category.
So my category is a song that would save you from Vecna. And Mercedes, first off, Leilani, have you seen Stranger Things?
I have seen Stranger Things, but I've only seen the first and second season.
Okay, so you probably don't know what that means, but trust us, you'll know when you watch Stranger Things.
Okay, I haven't seen Stranger Things either. Let me load up my song here. And so I'm thinking it's a song. Can I say what the song and the meaning is behind? I don't want to give anything away.
I think you'd be okay just saying what I told you.
Yeah, so yeah. It's a song that would bring you out of, if you were in a coma, that's
equivalent. Yeah,
okay.
Or like just basically your favorite song. What's your favorite song?
What I envisioned you told me. So I'm in a coma. I'm lying there. I'm on the bed or something. And this song starts to play. I love this song. It's from the 80s. It's Cyndi Lauper. I hear this. It takes me back to my childhood. And I would start to wake up when I hear this song. So the song I picked is Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time.
What do you say, Leilani? Yes or no?
No.
Oh! I shall remain in my coma.
JC, stay in the coma.
I started to wake up and stopped. I'm back in there.
Oh, that's a no-go, Leilani. Oh, well, this is why we have you, you know? You guys, you don't pull back any punches, and we appreciate that. So thank you, Leilani. That means we move to my song. And my song was, the category was a song with a one-word title. So I was thinking, you know, we're going to have Bruce Cassidy on the show, the new Vegas Golden Knights head coach, on in less than 20 minutes right now. And when I hear this song, I think of hockey. It just screams hockey to me. So my one word is Thunderstruck. The group is AC/DC, and it's a 5-minute song. That's my pick. Thunderstruck, AC/DC for the Oh Wow Wheel. My category was a song with a one-word title, and that is what I went with. That was not the original selection. The original selection was JC's, and a song that would take you out of Vecna, or protect you from Vecna, and you got the veto. Cyndi Lauper was a no-go.
That was a no-go. So it goes to Mercedes, and then Steph, the wheel would have landed on you. What was your category, and what was your song then? Oh, let me turn the microphone on.
My category this today was 1985 song release dates, exactly on March 18th of 1985. This song hit number one on the Hot 100 for 2 weeks around this time. And I went with Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears.
I love this song. Oh my gosh. Good one, good one, good one. All the songs, honestly, today. They were all really good flashbacks, right?
Yeah, complete flashbacks. So next week, Mercedes, this will be your category. And then I'll have these songs with one word titles.
Yeah.
And you've got Beckna.
Uh-huh.
JC's trying to figure out a way that he could make Time After Time one word.
I know. Is that not one word? Darn it.
We'll try to figure something out.
True Colors, one word.
There's a Cyndi Lauper song out there with one word.
There's got to be. There's got to be.
Girls want to have fun.
Let's do this right now. Caller 20 at 702-364-9400. You're caller 20. You're playing Heads Up, and this is a fun prize.
We are going to give you your tickets to see Machine Gun Kelly. It's the mainstream sellout tour with special guests Avril Lavigne and Willow at the T-Mobile Arena on July 15th. And you want them. They're yours to win right now. Caller 20, you get to play Heads Up. We have your category ready to go. It is Lightning Bolt. You get to pick your partner, and if you get 6 in 60 seconds, you're going to win. Easy as that. Caller 20, you're playing 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Haifa, good morning.
Good morning.
You're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Oh, we're excited for you. You got this. You're going to get these tickets to Machine Gun Kelly if you can get 6 answers in 60 seconds. Your category is Lightning Bolt. It's National Electricity Day was on Wednesday. So these are all things that need electricity, okay?
All right, let's do this.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner?
Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Haifa, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Get 6 correct and you win, and you start now.
You put your food in this to keep it cold?
Refrigerator.
Yes. You after you put your clothes in the washer, you then put them in this.
Dryer.
Yes. You put one of these in a lamp so that you can have light. Oh,
light
shoot.
Bulb.
Oh, shoot. I said
that.
Oh,
yeah, I said that.
Okay. Well, you warm your food up in one of these.
Microwave.
Yes. Before you put your clothes in the dryer, you put it in this.
The washer machine.
Yes. It's really hot, so we're going to turn on this in the house.
Air conditioner.
Yes. My clothes are wrinkled, so I'm going to use one of these to get the wrinkles out.
Flat iron. Iron.
Just an iron. Yeah. You got it. No problem.
You got it.
Even with my screw up, you still won. Congratulations, Haifa.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Oh, you'd have a lot of fun. Machine Gun Kelly. That concert's next month. They'll be here in July and has a couple of special guests, including Avril Lavigne and Willow. So congratulations, Haifa. Now, when it comes to concerts, next hour, 9:40, we have your tickets to go see Post Malone. Those tickets go on sale this morning at 10. We have yours at 9:40. And coming up next, this is going to be a lot of fun, Mercedes.
Oh, I'm so excited. He was just named the new head coach for our Vegas Golden Knights. He is Bruce Cassidy. He's going to join the show in just a few minutes. If you have any questions, you have any comments, call. We will try to get them all on 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1. It is 8:39 Friday morning. A lot to come still on the show this morning. In the 9 o'clock hour, make sure you get your requests ready. We have the Friday Rewind, your favorite songs from the 90s, the 2000s, the 2010s. We want to hear all your requests, so make sure you get those in. That is coming up in just about 20 minutes from right now. But first, he is the new head coach for the Vegas Golden Knights. He comes to us from the Boston Bruins, where he coached for 6 years. And we are super excited to have him joining the show. I am just so thrilled that we get someone with so much experience and He's going to be joining us on the show right now. They're conferencing him in.
Steph is giving,
right now.
Steph's on the phone and she's giving me the eyes of hold on 1 second. I think they're getting him right now.
Okay, so we're gonna wait a second. I think he is on. Everyone, welcome to Las Vegas and to the show, Coach Bruce Cassidy. Hey, Coach.
Hi, Mercedes. Hi, JC. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Oh, yeah. Welcome. First of all, we're so excited to welcome you to our city. How are you feeling? How has Las Vegas treated you since you've been here?
Well, unbelievably kind. So, anyway, everyone's been great, hospitable. I've met some, obviously, the hockey department people. I've met a young girls hockey club that was playing in a playoff game yesterday. I hope they won. So, so far, so good.
Have you actually sat down and met with any of the players yet?
I've talked to them on the phone. I saw some in the facility yesterday. So, yes, that's my intention. And I've met a few of them and hopefully get a chance to talk to all of them. I know some are in town, some aren't, but we'll connect for sure, whether it's in person or over the phone.
Well, we're super excited that you're here. It's just, you're an amazing coach. What will be your first order of business now that you're the new head coach of our Vegas Golden Knights?
Well, probably what was just talked about, get to know all the players, get to introduce myself, talk some hockey, our philosophy, and get us on the same page, and that'll be it. And then get my family settled, I guess. I should say that. My wife will be upset if I don't. those are the first two anyway.
Now, when you first got the call from the VGK and they're like, okay, Bruce, we want to talk to you. What was your initial reaction? What was your perception of Vegas Golden Knights hockey before? And what is it now?
Well, my perception was that they have a very successful franchise very quickly. So I'm aware of that, even though I came from a different conference. We played them enough to know that. You follow their playoff success. So that's what I learned. And they're all in to win a Stanley Cup. And what I've learned in the last couple of days is how committed they are, meeting everyone at the rink working, a very young, motivated crew, very friendly. There's a lot of good synergy, it feels like, in the building. So I'm just hoping I can add to that.
What does your family think about moving to Las Vegas?
My wife is excited. She loves the warm weather. Kids, you know, they've made a lot of friends. It becomes a little more of a challenge for them. But they're excited, but sad to miss their buddies, you know.
Have you spoken to Dave Gosher yet? Because he was the radio play-by-play guy there for, I believe you guys crossed paths for a year or two. Have you spoken to Dave at all?
I have spoken to Gosh and Shane. We did a podcast the other day. It's great to see him. Good to work with those two guys. Terrific people to do their job well. So looking forward to that.
Now you're going to move to the desert. I mean, really different from where you grew up. Do you think that you're prepared for this heat? You mentioned your wife likes the warm weather. What about you?
Yeah, I'll just have to make sure all air conditioning outlets are working. So that'll be our challenge between the two of us, is finding the right temperature in our home. That's a challenge everywhere. So, but I'll manage. Trust me, I'll manage, especially in the middle of January when I'm shoveling snow in the middle of February. So that'll be a nice change.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was saying, when you guys did play here against our Vegas Golden Knights, what was it? I mean, what did you think of the crowd and just the excitement inside T-Mobile Arena? What was your thought when you guys went out there?
Well, even before that, I used to walk over to the rink and just the interaction outside with the fans was unbelievable. When I was in Boston, the Bruins fan base traveled well, so you'd see them interact. It was almost like their way of tailgating. And I always noticed that, the support for the team, even before you got in the building. Then you get in the building, it's loud. They've got that pregame show. I'd always try to peek my head out and watch. So I thought it was great field of the fans, and they gave back. So I think Vegas has always drawn energy from their home crowd, and I think that can be a real advantage, and we're going to do the same.
We're getting some texts here. People want to ask questions. This one's from Tammy. She says, is he going to work on our power play?
I am, and I'm going to work well on it and diligently. So we're going to hopefully get that squared away where it can become a real weapon for us.
This one is from Eric. He says, who are the top three players that you think really stand out on the Golden Knights?
Well, that's a tough question. I think there's a lot of good ones. So without getting too specific, I think our D-Core is strong. Theodore and Petrangelo are the two big names there. But there's some solid guys there. Robin's going to get healthy and give us some great goaltending up front, obviously adding Eichel. But, you know, Stevenson and Stone and Patch have been a great line. And obviously Carlson, Marchessault, and Smith from inception have been, you know, original Knights that, you know, have done a, you know, really – stamp the identity on this team. So I think there's a lot of good players, and I can't just name three, but there's a bunch for it that I think will really, really drive the team.
Some cap space just freed up. Are you guys looking around at stuff?
Yeah, that's Kelly's department. I suspect he'll use that as best he can to his advantage. I think every GM would tell you that, but I know that was something that we're going to deal with when we talked originally, and the ball was rolling on it yesterday. They lose a good player for the team. That's never good, but at the end of the day, that's a bit of the business side. You have to be cap compliant. So, as I said, a good Dadonov, I think, is a good player here, and unfortunately, I think everyone wishes him luck in Montreal.
Riley Smith was just in studio a couple weeks ago, which is an amazing guy. He's a free agent, right? Will that get worked out?
I hope so. That'll be between him and Kelly. It depends what he and his family wants to do. Hopefully he's, really enjoyed his time here and wants to stay. I think Kelly's doing whatever he can to keep him here. But like I said, I think that'll be between those two parties.
Okay, so you're now a Las Vegas local. Do you have any questions for us, Bruce, that you want to know about living in Las Vegas?
Is it always this hot?
Oh, it gets hotter.
Yeah, but you know what? You're gonna love fall and winter here. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Well, I like to golf. It's a great stress reliever for me and a great hobby. So I'm looking forward to that. I've never done that in season. So maybe on the odd day off, you sneak out there. So I'll handle the heat. But no, I just got here. I've only been here 2 days. You know, when you fly into Vegas, like when you're a visiting team, you know, you're on the strip and you're there and then you're gone to the next city. So you don't get an appreciation for what goes on, you know, outside the area, the community. So I guess that's the other thing I'm really impressed with, you know, as well. And obviously going to see more of it today, but, that's my sort of impression. And now what I'm learning that it's, you know, there's life outside of the strip, so to speak, which, you know, you just obviously know, but you don't really know, right, till you sort of dig in and meet the people.
Well, just so you know, too, when you get in your car, preset number one should be Mix 94.1. you can't go wrong with Mercedes in the morning. We got your back while you're here. So
all right.
You
well,
save us and you'll be
you
good,
guys,
buddy.
Do you guys play Pearl Jam? I'm a bit of old school that way. Like, my daughter loves you.
Yes.
Or Taylor Swift, too, so I'll listen to it all. But
you'll get both on this station.
Yeah.
We'll play Taylor Swift and Pearl Jam. As a matter of fact, we are going to have our Friday Rewind next hour. I say in honor of Coach, we play some Pearl Jam for her.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. Well, good. Everyone's happy in the car. That's what we want, something for everybody. So
do you like BTS? Your kids.
Enough said. Enough said. Coach, we are really excited for you, your family, being a part of this community and what you're going to bring to the table with our beloved hockey team that we love so much. It's going to be exciting to watch you. And like JC said, you've got our full support. Anything you ever need on this end, you please let us know. We're really excited for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me on. Hope you guys have a great day.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Bye, Coach. Right. He's so nice.
He's a good guy.
I mean, we'll teach him about BTS eventually. We get baby steps. We'll start with Pearl Jam.
Yeah, he likes Pearl Jam. Kids like Taylor Swift. I mean, this radio station is designed for him, is it not?
I know. Wow. This is exciting. Thank you guys for all your questions. I'm sorry we couldn't get to all of them. What a cool guy. Bruce Cassidy, new head coach for the Vegas Golden Knights on Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
More than 20% of adults in the U.S. say they are not planning to have a conversation about the birds and the bees with their kids. 20%. A recent survey revealed 60% of American parents were raised that thinking that relations, that was taboo, and that may affect how they approach the subject with their kids. Parents of kids age 5 to 18 responded in a survey which examined their own views on sex and how they talk to their kids about it, and it found that 58% of people have already spoken to their kids about it, while 21% are planning on doing so in the future. Did your parents give you the old birds and the bees talk?
I never had the talk. Never had the talk. I was educated at Villanova football camp, and that's where I saw my first adult film, and I was stunned. I was shocked at what happened in those movies.
I was shocked, too. The first time I actually understood it was in school when they gave us the lesson. You had to take the paper home and ask your parents if you can talk about learn about it.
Yes, yes.
And then the teacher drew on the board, like, the actual, this is what happens, and I was like, you're kidding me. I couldn't look my parents in the eye when I went home that day. I was so upset. I was just like, oh my gosh. And then my dad's like, well, so what did you learn? And I was like, I don't remember. I wasn't paying attention. I did not want to talk about it. I was so mad at him. I was so mad at him.
I think it was my dad had popped in at one point, and this was, I was 13. So things were going, I was going through some changes. I just remember in my bedroom off the door. Everything good? I'm like, yeah. I was like, do you have any questions? No. It was just weird. See, well, if you do, I'm always here. Like, a great talk, Dad.
Yeah, we're good.
Thanks.
We're good.
I got educated at football camp. I didn't anything else.
I know. How awkward. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Just, and looking back, it was so weird because, like, 10 of us kids in this dorm room at UNLV, at Villanova football camp watching an adult film. It was just bizarre.
With your friends.
Yeah. It was just like...
That's weird.
It was uncomfortable. I didn't know.
So many questions, but I'm going to just move on. I'm going to move on. Also this morning, with Father's Day this Sunday, we thought all dads should hear this. Kids pick fathers over mothers for fun and action more than 2/3 of the time. So congratulations to you. This is according to a new study. Research shows that dad style play helps kids acquire social and emotional experiences that prepare them for school, how to take turns, how to negotiate, how to regulate and understand feelings, and how to be a leader. 2/3 of the time, they go to dad for that.
Who was like, did you have a fun parent and a strict parent?
They're both strict. There was neither one of them was, my dad would have his moments, but they were both pretty strict. But we never did like, hey, let's not go to school today. Let's go to Water World. And that never happened in my house. You, did you have a fun parent?
Well, my mom was a stay-at-home mom, so we do more activities with my mom. But yeah, I do remember once is my parents were going out of town somewhere. And so we got to stay with my grandparents. And I remember waking up the next day and my grandmom coming to wake us up and she said, no school today. We're like, what? She said, yeah, you guys are staying home. And that was the coolest thing. And then I went out back and I helped my uncles build a deck at her house. And
they just wanted your child labor skills. They weren't trying to be cool. They're like, we need another set of hands. Yeah, tell JC here they don't have to go to school today. Make them work.
You know what? Looking back, I remember my grandmother took my sister to the mall and I stayed with my Uncle Jeff and my Uncle Randy and built a deck.
They're like, I want to do some shopping. Oh, cool. We need to build a deck. Okay, we'll split them up.
Give us JC. What do, Uncle? Carry that wood over here.
All right, finally this morning, if you're tired of trying to sleep and hearing your neighbors blaring their music or doing other things, there's some exciting news out of the UK. Scientists there have found a way to create soundproof wallpaper. And they used moth wings as their inspiration. The scales on the wings absorb noises, and the researchers believe this can revolutionize noise-canceling technology. So instead of bulky soundproofing panels, they could actually achieve a better result with this ultra-thin wallpaper. Now, moth wings can block out around 87% of sound waves, even when placed against a hard surface like a wall. Now, it's too early to say when the new technology might be applied to new products, but I don't know. Is that, would that kind of gross you out thinking like my wallpaper's made out of moth wings?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to put thought into it, but I love the thought of just throwing up some wallpaper and blocking out sound. That's great.
Yeah.
Loud apartment or something, involved in that situation with loud neighbors that thumping music, if that'll block it out, I don't care what it is. It can be raccoon skin. Put it up there. I don't want to hear that noise.
What I do think, though, like, sometimes I'll drive on the 215 and I'll see houses that are, like, right there.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there's those, they build those big walls to help. Does that really help? Because I can hear a car just drive by my house. And my bedroom, like, is kind of in the back where it's not directly against the street, but I hear it all. And my husband used to have an apartment that was right on, like, Lake Mead, and not the lake, but the street. And I could hear every car passing by. I would never, this was when we were just dating, I would never spend the night at his house because I couldn't sleep because of all the noise.
You didn't ever get used to it? Because when I was in D.C., we had an apartment that was literally on one of the busiest streets in D.C. Open up our balcony, look down on the busy street. And you just, the first couple of weeks, you heard everything, fire engines, police cars, every single thing. Then after a while, I'm like, what happened to the noise? I just got used to it.
Yeah, I could get used to it during the day, but at night when it was
trying to sleep,
forget it. I was done.
It is Friday, so we have the Friday Rewind, and we'll kick it off right after Justin Bieber. Is there a song you want to hear? Call us, text us, 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, the Friday Rewind, and it is time for the Friday Rewind quiz.
This is where we take it back to a year, we pick a song from that year and play it backwards, see if we can figure out what the song is. I say we, but you actually pick the song in the year, and I try to guess it. So what year are we going to today?
Well, my friend, try. You do. You're 21-0.
Oh, man, the pressure, though.
I know.
I'm starting to feel this pressure. It's getting to me. Part of me just wants to mess it up
so we can start
fresh.
No. We'll go back to 1994. We've never done 1994, okay. And so I'll play the song in reverse. You have to guess what it is. It was the song was on the charts in June of 1994. I'll paint the picture. The big movie at the time was The Lion King. And then as far as TV, this was the big event that took place on this day, June 17th, 1994.
Bob, we are witnessing tonight a modern tragedy and drama of Shakespearean proportion being played out live on television. And you can probably believe this in our modern popular television culture. People are going to the freeway, parking their cars, and waving at OJ, we're told, as they drive by.
The OJ chase.
Wow. I was like, what are they talking about? But yes, okay, gotcha. 1994.
All right, here we go. Song in reverse. Here it is.
Okay, I think I know it. I think.
There towards the end, it sounded, yeah. This is the first time I'm hearing it in reverse as well. I know the song, but towards the end, there kind of jumps in.
Oh my gosh, I'm getting dry mouth. Is it The Sign by Ace of Base? Yeah, it's got to be The Sign by Ace of Base. I think. Yeah. I saw the sign.
Final answer?
Yes.
Is she 22-0?
Yes, she is. Okay. Oh, my gosh. At first, though, I was lost. You're right. I think when that whistle kicked in, That's when we figured it out. Oh, boy. Woo. That means it plays.
Do you think OJ was had his own in his car during the chase?
Well, he didn't see any of the signs, the stop signs, the yield signs. He saw no signs.
Keep on driving, AC. Keep on driving. It's Mix 94.1.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Drake is trending this morning. The hip-hop superstar made a surprise announcement yesterday. He dropped a new album called Honestly, Nevermind. It's his seventh studio album and follow-up to his 2021 Certified Lover Boy. There's 14 tracks, and it is dedicated to the late Virgil Abloh. Let's take a listen to it. This is a single that is on the album, and I'm already forgetting. What's it called?
Falling Back.
Falling Back, and he released the video to this one, too. Just like I expected, falling back on me, falling back.
is a mix of dance, house music. His last album stirred up a little bit of controversy when it was snubbed from the major categories at this year's Grammy Awards. It earned nods for Best Rap Album and Best Rap Performance, but that was it. His team later requested to remove his nominations from the Grammy's final round ballot altogether, so it'll be interesting to see how this one does, if it gets the nominations, and whether or not they'll keep those nominations.
Exciting stuff with new music. I want one, see if I have a follow-up, because earlier we played the little snippet of Charlie Puth and JK from BTS's song Left and Right. You have Charlie Puth's cell phone number. You didn't feel comfortable reaching out to Charlie, but you reached out to the record label. Any updates?
No, I texted, and he said that he's on it. Nothing. He left me on red. I wrote OMG, 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 and then he left me on red.
That was it.
So I didn't hear back. So hopefully, maybe it's not going to happen today, but maybe very soon, because I really like the sound of that song. And the video that Charlie posted with the two of them going back and forth was super cute.
It's cute, too. Yeah, it's good.
Also trending this morning is beer. A new study says a daily glass of beer could make your gut healthier. Researchers report that beer boosts healthy bacteria that fends off diseases and infections. So the benefits come from the polyphenols, which are the plant compounds that are found in hops and barley and yeast. And so even if you don't drink alcohol, there's still good news. Non-alcoholic beer appears to have the same benefits. In the study, men drank either one alcoholic or non-alcoholic lager daily with dinner. And at the end of the study, they found notable improvements in their intestinal health. And there was no change in their weight, no change in their BMI or blood markers for heart health. So it looks like if you want to take care of your gut, beer may be the way to go. But again, they only drink one, so don't drink too much, you know.
Does the thought of that appeal to you at all, having a beer every single night?
Not really. I'm not a big beer drinker, mm-hmm. and there's only certain things I like to have beer with, like a hot dog at a baseball game or a piece of pizza. No, beer sounds good. Otherwise, I'm just like, no, not for me.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I used to be, when I first started out drinking, early 20s and stuff, I'd beer all the time. And it's filling. It sits in there. I can't session drink with a beer. It doesn't work.
Yeah, it's very heavy. Even like for me, light beers are still heavy. I feel my fingers just fatten up immediately. It's crazy. Finally, this morning, Panera is trending. There's a new summer promotion from Panera that's giving fans a chance to win a charged up cup, as in a reusable cup that is made especially for Panera's new charged lemonades. And it actually doubles as a phone charger. Why? Well, because they point out that it's the start of the summer slump where 25% of workers feel less productive. And so the way it works is the base of the 17-ounce bottle actually pops off and it becomes a charging base and a rest for your phone so you can drink and charge at the same time. To get a chance at one of these new cups, you just got to go to PaneraChargedUp.com to enter the contest, and they'll choose 480 winners on June 21st, which is the longest day of the year, and you'll definitely need a bit of a charge that day, and that is what's trending.
Do you want to see Post Malone? We have your tickets in 12 minutes. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. It's the Friday Rewind. A request there. No name, though, but it's a request.
Yeah, but we will take it. Yeah. Just include your name if you get a chance. We love those requests that come in. And let's talk to Mindy this morning. Hey, Mindy, what's going on?
Not much. Just heading to work.
Hoping to win something this morning?
Yes, hoping.
Hoping. Well, the hope,
yes.
It paid off because you're caller 20.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You're going to see Post Malone. You got our last pair of tickets before they go on sale at 10 a.m. this morning. Coming to the T-Mobile Arena on 11-11. You're in for free. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening, Mindy. You have a great weekend. And if you want tickets to see Post Malone, yeah, like Mercedes said, they go on sale at 10 so you can buy them. Or be here in the 5 o'clock hour because Heather Collins has one more pair.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.